Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. If you keep looking where you've been, then you'll never get where God wants you to be, because your future is in front of you. We've said that many times. See, it's really time now to quit looking in the rearview mirror. And that's much more than a highway safety tip. It's a spiritual truth that God wants us to get deep within our spirits.
Luke 9, verse 62 in the New Century Version says, Jesus said, anyone who begins to plow a field but keeps looking back is of no use in the kingdom of God.
If you're waiting to bring in a new harvest, if you're wanting to reap the benefit of what you've sown, then stop looking back. If someone has hurt you in the past, leave it there. Don't harbor any resentment. Don't add any painful memories to your mental playlist. Unforgiveness is the one thing that will keep God from answering your prayers, simply because he cannot answer what he does not hear.
Psalm 66, verse 18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me.
The bottom line, if you look back on the past to either review, replay, or relive particular moments in time, then the word says you're of no use to the kingdom of God. God's kingdom is headed in only one direction, forward. If you'll notice in Ephesians 6, God gives us no armor to put on our backs. Don't recall sinful events for which you've been forgiven. If you look back and bring them to your remembrance, then you allow the enemy to gain a foothold in your thought process. We've stated many times before that if God has forgiven you of your sins, he will not bring them up again.
Hallelujah.
He can't bring them up. See, he can't bring up what he doesn't remember.
Isaiah 43, verse 25. Classic Amplified Bible. What a verse. I am he who blots out and cancels your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Hallelujah. Listen to the way
Amen.
The Message Bible
Amen.
Translation
Amen.
Says in translates Isaiah 43:25. Says, but I am the one who takes care of your sins. That's what I do. I don't keep a list of your sins.
So the question is, how can God bring up your past sins if he doesn't remember them or even keep a list of them? God will not bring up your past, but the enemy will. But he can only get away with it if you let him. That's why you have to forget the past and move forward.
Amen. Paul said in Philippians 3, verses 13 through 15, this in the New King James Version, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
The devil wants to make faces at us through the rearview mirror of our life, but we have to rebuke him. Claim your benefits as a born-again, demon-chasing child of God.
Hallelujah. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Hallelujah. Every believer should grab a hold of that phrase that says, forget not all his benefits. The word benefit, according to Strong's Concordance, is the Hebrew word H-1576. H-1576, it means dealing, recompense, benefit. In fact, the word benefits is found 19 times in 17 verses, according to the Hebrew Concordance of the King James Bible. 10 of those times, the Hebrew word is translated for benefits. For the word benefits is translated as recompense. The word recompense is defined in dictionary.com with three R's. They are repay, remunerate, and reward. I'd say it's pretty important that we not forget our benefit package. Now, I want you to say this with me. I got benefits. I got benefits. And I won't find them. I won't find them by looking in the rearview mirror of my life. Let's say the whole thing. I got benefits, and I won't find them by looking in the rearview mirror of my life.
And by the way, you should go through Psalm 103 because you need to know all those benefits.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely. If we keep looking where we've been, then we'll never get where He wants us to go. It's time to stop rehearsing our hurts, forgetting those things which are behind. If the things, and that includes the people who've done us wrong, were in the past, then we need to live them there. Leave them there.
Quit thinking about what might have been. Take hold of what can be. As we allow God to empower our lives during the next 109—however many days we have. I forget.
Let's just say the remainder of 2018.
I like that.
Mark Twain once commented, "I've been through some terrible things in my life, including some that actually happened." Great quote.
That is a great quote.
Think about that through the rest of this year. If you want to maximize your potential for the kingdom, then you've got to learn how to manifest 2 Corinthians 2:5 in your life.
Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Forget the past. Bring every thought into captivity now. This is especially true when it comes to finances. If you bought something you regret, something you couldn't afford, made an unwise investment, then ask for forgiveness. Deal with it and move on. It's time for us to stop talking about what could have or should have been. God told us to occupy the land. He did not encourage us to reminisce or commiserate about the past. He said, forget it. The only thing we should remember about the past is how God manifested His presence in our lives. Child of God, you have benefits. The scripture says you will be recompensed by the Lord.
Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 22:25. Therefore the Lord hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in His eyesight.
If we've obeyed His instructions, if we've stopped looking in the rearview mirror, then He will bless us, remunerate us, repay us, reward us. Not only that, hallelujah, He'll give us a fresh start.
His mercies are renewed every day. Listen to 2 Samuel 22:21-25. This in the Message Bible. God made my life complete when I placed all the pieces before Him. When I cleaned up my act, He gave me a fresh start. Indeed, I've kept alert to God's ways. I haven't taken God for granted. Every day I review the way He works. I try not to miss a trick. I feel put back together, and I'm watching my step. God rewrote the text of my life when I opened the book of my heart to His eyes.
This message, honey, is so important that it's repeated again word for word in Psalm 18:20-24 in the Message Bible.
And it says the very same thing. God made my life complete when I placed all the pieces before Him. When I got my act together, He gave me a fresh start. Now I'm alert to God's ways. I don't take God for granted. Every day I review the way He works. I try not to miss a trick. I feel put back together, and I'm watching my step. God rewrote the text of my life when I opened the book of my heart to His eyes.
You know, honey, that part of this verse where it says, when I got my act together, He gave me a fresh start. How do we get our lives, our act together?
We make a decision.
We make a decision. We renew our minds with the Word of God.
Amen.
And as it says in Romans 12, 2 in the New Living Translation, let God transform you into a new person.
Amen.
By changing the way you think.
You can't do it on your own. He's not meaning he did it on his own. What he's meaning is he decided to listen to God and to do things his way. Because, you know, the word said right in there that he put, he started reviewing. He says, I didn't take God for granted. I reviewed the ways that he works, meaning I'm in the word. And I'm trying not to miss anything that he says that will take me into the future and take me out of that past.
He says, I'm watching my step.
That's right.
How do we watch our steps? Word of God.
Amen.
If you've been looking in the rearview mirror, ask God to forgive you. He's listening to you right now.
Take every thought captive under the obedience of Christ Jesus when they start to attack you.
He is ready to hear
and help. Hallelujah.
Each one of us. You may think there's nobody around, but you're not alone.
Never alone.
He's ready to help.
Amen. In Psalm 145, verse 18, this again in the Message Bible, it says, God's there, listening for all who pray, and mean it. That's where you are serious about getting in with the Lord. And he knows how much you are seeking his face and wanting to do the things that he's directing you to do.
Stop looking at what's behind you and drive straight ahead to your future, which is God's divine purpose and plan for your life.
Hallelujah.
Hear us, please. You are a decision maker, a world changer, a destiny shaper, a mountain mover, and a wealth accumulator. We believe God has got plans for you in 2018, but you'll never see them by looking back.
Mm.
God tells us to press, to actively pursue, go after, be focused, and stop at nothing until we secure the prize, the high calling. Now, that's what we call being a real winner for him.
Hallelujah.
Write this down. My future's in front of me. My future is in front of me. You might even want to personalize that. Bev's future is in front of her.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Think about it. One last exhortation. I heard Apostle Terranova from Brazil say several years ago, I've seen my future, and I've decided to live there. I've seen my future, and I've decided to live there. That sounds like a pretty good idea to us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go to haroldherring.com. If you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top, where it says, sow a seed, ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails. By the way, let me say this. I know we've taught this kind of message before, but we felt impressed to do it today. So somebody who's going to hear this today, maybe more than one, but one would be enough. This is for you. Till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.